And when Hiroshima and Nagasaki were bombed during World War II, they flattened the cities, killed a lot of people, and Japan at that time was at zero. They were just devastated, emotionally and physically devastated. They were at zero. Godzilla came around and made it worse. He took it to minus one, hence the title, Godzilla Minus One. That's where it comes from. All right, so quickly, got a few seconds here. The three new movies opening up this weekend are what?
We've got Here, directed by Robin Zemeckis and starring Tom Hanks. We have the animated movie Hit Pig, and then the re-release of Godzilla Minus One. And don't forget the early access screening of the best Christmas pageant ever. It's coming out early for your chance to see it, but you can only see it this Saturday at the Renaissance Cinema.
Yeah. Godzilla Minus One has bonus footage. You can pick the color version or the black and white version. That's the big news. Forget those other ones. That's the big news. Hey, Brett, we'll talk to you next Friday once again, okay, my friend?
We'll see you, Don. Everyone have a great time with the movies.
All right, my friend. All right. Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters, 801 right now. Good morning.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. Former President Trump has been attacking his Democratic opponent relentlessly, but last night he saved some of his most personal venom for a Republican who supports Kamala Harris, calling her, quote, dumb, very dumb. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve is in Phoenix.
Campaigning in Arizona, former President Donald Trump hurled insults at a number of politicians and directed this violent rhetoric at former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris.
She's a radical war hawk. Let's put her with a rifle standing there with nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about it. You know, when the guns are trained on her face.
Cheney responded this morning in a post on X, writing, "This is how dictators destroy free nations."
CBS's Nancy Cordes is with the Harris campaign as the vice president responds to another comment by Trump.
In Arizona, where an abortion referendum is on the ballot come Tuesday, Harris hammered Trump for a comment he made about women on Wednesday.
That he will do what he wants, quote, and here's where I'm going to quote, whether the women like it or not.
The fight between Texas's Republican Governor Greg Abbott and the Biden administration over immigration issues goes to a new level. Starting today, Texas hospitals have to file information with the state on migrants they treat. CBS Texas reporter Lacey Beasley.
The governor is asking for data on inpatient discharges and emergency services by undocumented immigrants. He's also wanting to know how much this is costing to take care of them, and he's asking for federal reimbursement.
An American being held in Russia is headed for more prison time. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
A court in the far eastern city of Vladivostok has just sentenced Robert Shonov, a Russian national and former employee of the U.S. consulate there, to 4 years and 10 months for cooperating with a foreign state. The State Department had called the charges against him wholly without merit.
A seven-week strike at Boeing may be close to the end. Cairo Radio's Matt Markovich is in Seattle.
A tweet sent out by the union says negotiators have reached an agreement on a proposal that calls for a 38% wage increase over 4 years, a $12,000 ratification bonus, the previous amount was $7,000, and a $5,000 lump sum payment into an employee's 401k plan.
The government's October jobs report is due shortly with low expectations. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Remember, both the Boeing strike and two hurricanes hit during the reference period of this report, and that's likely to negatively impact the result.
Ahead of that report and the opening bell, S&P futures are up 24. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine voters can vote early through Sunday. Options are available in several locations throughout the weekend, with City Hall and the MLK Community Center the sites on Sunday. There's more about voting options at civicmedia.us/vote. Tonight, the Racine Case High School football team aims to achieve a milestone by winning their 10th game of the season. The second-round WIAA playoff game against Maguanago will be on WRJN at 6:30. A jury has found a former Oak Creek High School teacher not guilty of child sex assault charges. 23-year-old Rachel Goodall was acquitted this week. Kenosha County is set to improve its 911 operations with a $150,000 grant aimed at upgrading the dispatch center. The funding will initially be used to refresh workstations. And southeastern Wisconsin is hosting simultaneous campaign events today. Former President Donald Trump is at the Fiserv Forum. Vice President Kamala Harris will be at State Fair Park in West Allis. Law enforcement is warning of potential traffic impacts in the Milwaukee area later in the day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Fall in love with the March family all over again in Little Women, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. The enduring tale of family, friendship, love, and adventure is a new adaptation of Louisa May Alcott's novel. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy play, quarrel, and dream of their futures in a nation torn apart by the Civil War. Navigating hardships and heartbreak, it's a tender, playful coming-of-age story that generations will find surprising, exciting, and empowering. Tickets and more info at racinetheatre.org.
Badgers on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers head to Iowa to play the Hawkeyes. Kickoff tomorrow night at 6:30. At 5-3, Luke Fickell asked if he's concerned about getting to a bowl game this year.
All we're thinking about is Iowa. And I mean, to think anything past that is crazy.
NFL, the Packers injury list growing. Defensive back Jair Alexander with a knee injury. Jordan Love with a groin. Starting center Josh Myers with a severe left wrist injury that could prevent him from blocking and pass protection.
It's really going to depend on how I feel these next couple days, you know, and whether or not I feel like I can do it. I think the big thing for me is I just got to make sure I'm not going to hurt the team by playing, you know, so I just have to answer that question.
NBA, the Bucks lose to the Grizzlies 122-99. A lot of missed open shots.
This may be the greatest make-miss night ever. The defensive transition was still awful tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. They host the Cavaliers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 58. And then we have more rain and some thunderstorms on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
I do love music, and I would constantly write down all the lyrics to every Beatles song. Like, put the record on, take the needle off, and write the lyrics down, put the needle back on. Just every song. Obsessed. And my grandmother ended up having Alzheimer's, and she collected anything that we touched growing up. And towards the end of her life, when I was an adult, she called me into her bedroom, and she pulled out this box and this paper. She said, "You wrote this for me when you were little." And it was "When I'm 64. And I had to sit there and take credit for a Lennon and McCartney tune. It's like, oh, that's right. I forgot about that one. You like that, huh? If so, I have a huge catalog of other songs I think you might like.
Local news and timeless hits at WRGN. Dinah Ross and the Supremes, Can't Hurry Love. Although I think they were just called the Supremes back then. I don't think Dinah Ross stuck her name in front. Having people over your house this weekend? Keep this in mind. It takes someone an average of 38 seconds to judge your house. What are they judging? The temperature, whether or not you vacuumed, and of course, the smell. Have you ever gone to someone's house and it just, oh, you know, you have to spend the whole night there? Oh, no! Here's CCR, Traveling Band at WRJN.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a ham. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Baggage gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Can't buy me love. Love. Can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Everybody tells me so. Can buy me love. No, no, no. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles, Can't Buy Me Love. 816 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Feeling a little down today? All right, I got some good news for you. Even if only 1% of the people on Earth think you're sexy, that means 80 million people are into you. Doesn't that make you feel good? It makes me feel good. All right, we've got tickets to give away. Little Women, the classic, is going to be live on stage at the Racine Theater Guild. And we've got tickets for you. We've got tickets for Friday, November 8th at 7:30 p.m. I had to let to go see Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild. Oh, every show they put on there is a winner. Doesn't matter. It's all a winner. All right, if you want to go see Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild and haven't won anything in the past 60 days with us, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. One more time, I'll say it slow because I'm told I say it way too fast. 262-634-9756. Give a call. We're going to take for all the callers that call up. We're going to plunk one down and give a pair of tickets to see Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild. And I plunked it on you. What's your first name?
Hi, my name is Janet.
Janet? Boy, you sound like you're in a good mood, Janet.
Oh, it's the only way to be.
All right, Janet. What town do you live in?
I am in Racine.
All right. Well, look at you. What a cheerleader for your hometown. All right, Janet, we're going to get your pair of tickets to go see Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild, and you'll go for the Friday, November 8th, 7:30 p.m. performance. We have tickets for the next day, Saturday. We have season tickets, so we was going to Saturday afternoon. You know, older people, we like to, you know, go to afternoon shows because if we go to the nighttime shows, we tend to doze off in the middle of them. So we go to the matinees. Hold on the line, Janet. I got tickets for you. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. There you go. Tickets to Little Women at the Racine Theater Guild. Next week, we've got tickets to another big show coming to Memorial Hall. Tune in Monday morning for that one, all right? It's 818 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and Pichwaba. I don't know why we're not hearing Pete. We should be hearing him. All right. We'll try to fix that and get Pete Schwab to you, all right? It's 818 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Roll into the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Fall bowling leagues are filling up fast. Plus, take advantage of our daily open bowling specials. After you strike up the fun, head on over to Angry Brothers Pub for unbeatable food and drink deals during Brewers, college, and NFL games. Start your weekend right with the Friday Fish Fry. It's the talk of the town. Planning a holiday or birthday party? The Lanes on 20 has the perfect setup for you and your crew. Yes! The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. The happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Falling in love.
place to pull the main ingredient. Now, you know Academy Award-winning actor Cuba Gooding Jr., right? Well, that's his father in that group, the main ingredient, Cuba Gooding Sr. All right, I got a feel-good story for you here. A single mom in Virginia's got six kids, just got a free car, and a bunch of high school students to thank for it. See, they spent all year fixing up the car in their automotive tech class at school. A local business worked with a charity called Giving Words and donated over $10,000 to make it happen. Speaking of high school kids, a freshman at another high school in Virginia was crowned this year's top young scientist. Now, this is a freshman. This is ninth grade at a high school. This person invented a new soap to help treat and prevent skin cancer. And by the way, the honor comes with $25,000. Isn't that nice, huh? Well, we finally got him working. Here's Pete Schwabe.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Fans of Martha Stewart should check out a new documentary called Martha. But be advised, there is one person who is not a fan of the film, and that is its star, Martha Stewart. Stewart had issues with the way director R.J. Cutler made her look towards the end of the film, in which he says he portrayed her as, quote, a lonely old lady hunched over in the garden. She also has issues with the second half of the film for focusing too much on her prison stint, which Stewart says is a very small part of her life. Martha fans should judge for themselves, though. The film is available to stream on Netflix. Comedian Bill Burr and pop star Charlie XCX will host Saturday Night Live during the month of November. According to Variety, Burr will host the show November 9th, which will be the first episode post-election. This will be the comedian's second time hosting the show. Charlie XCX will host on November 19th and also appear as the musical guest. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah, you can hear Pete tonight on our sister station every weeknight from 6 to 8. WAUK AM 540. But right now, it's 8:30 on the noggin. Time for news. And here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Tonight, the Case High School football team is trying to do something no other Eagle team has done. If they win tonight in their second-round WIAA playoff game, they'll have won 10 games, a feat no other Case team has accomplished. You can hear the game on WRJN at 6:30 with the Eagles in McGuanago. Last week, Case came back to beat Oconomowoc to advance. The political spotlight shines on southeastern Wisconsin with simultaneous campaign events from both sides of the aisle today. Republican candidate and former President Donald Trump will address supporters at the Fiserv Forum. Vice President Kamala Harris will rally Democrats just a few minutes away at State Fair Park in West Allis. Law enforcement says there will be traffic impacts in the Milwaukee area this afternoon. Racine voters have a number of opportunities for weekend early voting. Those include Sunday options at City Hall and the MLK Community Center from 9 to noon. Cities can do early voting on Sunday, but many of them don't. Early voting in Kenosha comes to an end tomorrow. There's a pause on all voting on Monday before regular election day on Tuesday. For more about your ballot and voting options in both Racine and Kenosha, check out civicmedia.us/vote. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Fleetwood Mac Tribute Act Secondhand News. Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall. Hear spot on recreations of the Rumors era when Fleetwood Mac ruled the airwaves. Tickets for Secondhand News Friday, November 22nd at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 50 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 38. Tomorrow, sunshine, 58. And then we have more rain and some thunderstorms on the way Sunday, Monday into Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's all you got to do is sing. To sing and get famous. Because James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James says,
if I did that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
7,000 people say,
that's a James Brown lyric. He'd write the song, say, I need a word here. That's good. I get this song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
Sabada, the bond of people say, I'm a no, or do mine, sis, did you hear you? Hey! I don't know. They made you, that was bad, won't people know you now? Sabada, Sabada, bond of people say, jump back, want to kiss myself.
James Brown, I got you. Local news and Tamla's hits at 8:37 on WRJN. Well, here's good news. If you're traveling for the holidays and your flight gets canceled, a brand new law just went into effect this week that requires the airlines to issue actual refunds, cash. So if your flight gets canceled or significantly delayed, they have to refund your money, real cash, instead of doing just vouchers anymore. So went into effect this week. Just thought I'd like you to know, we're here to help you out here. 8:37 at WRJN. I got the monkeys, a little bit me, a little bit you.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I didn't know this. When Julia Roberts, the actress, was born, the hospital bill was paid for by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and his wife, Coretta Scott King. You see, Julia's parents ran a theater school in Atlanta and were the only ones who would let the King children enroll in the segregated 1960s. That's interesting, huh? I never knew that before. 843, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. Here come the 3 degrees. When will I see you again?
When will I see you again? When will we share precious moments? Will I have to wait forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night through? When will I see you?
Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. It's 8:46. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 49. That's it. Clear tonight. Lows around 79. Good night tonight out in Maquantico for the Case Maquantico High School football game on WRJN. Sunday tomorrow, beautiful day. Saturday with a high near 55. And Sunday, the temperature is going to be nice. 63 is a high, but it's going to be raining all day. Right now, it's partly cloudy, 41 degrees here at Radio Park. Someone asked social media, what's a common American tradition that you think might not exist in 25 years? Here were the top responses. Class reunions, trick-or-treating in your neighborhood, Christmas cards. They may be dying out now because of social media. Everybody's sending Merry Christmas and they're not paying for it. Just send a text message. Black Friday, most of it's moved to online. It's becoming less of a thing. Black Friday sales start like tomorrow and go right through Christmas. And beauty pageants, for obvious reasons, not making the list. Radio. You know why? Because radio is going to be here in 25 years and beyond. 847 at WRJN.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? 1 out of 9 Wisconsinites work in agriculture. But billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, "a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture." They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit. Looking for a lifestyle change to start the new year off right? Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your overall health, starting with their on-ramp program. Centered around the pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through the challenging and fun workouts. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase a $200 on-ramp program certificate for just $100. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late, oh, please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart. We'll be right back.
around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place. And the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait.
Shannon, put a little love in your heart. 855 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Now, Cindy, you were on the dating scene at one time. You're married now, so you're not dating now.
Couple of times I was on that dating scene.
72% of men admit they lied on first dates. Did any of your men lie about this? What they did for a living?
No, but, you know, I started dating in college, so they were college students. I didn't have them lie about what they did for a living. They lied about whether they had
No. I got more lies coming up.
Okay.
Yeah, more lies. Their hobbies and interests.
No.
How much they were into sports. Men like to say they're into sports. And I'm into sports.
No, that's just, Illinois and Wisconsin, that was just a given.
Exaggerating how much they like animals. Oh, you got a cat? Oh, I love cats. Meanwhile, you know.
One did. That's the one I married.
Right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How often they exercise? Well, I can't lie about that.
Yeah, nobody can lie about that.
Their number of previous girlfriends.
There you go. Bing, 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 bing. We have a winner.
They didn't lie about that. Whether or not they've been divorced. You know, I watch enough Datelines in 2020s. Not only do they lie about it, but they'll tell the woman they're dating, yeah, I just got divorced. Meanwhile, they got kids and a wife at the other end of the country.
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. I could tell that they were divorced. They were always angry.
And kids can be a deal breaker. So they say when you go on a date, sometimes men will lie whether they have kids or not.
I didn't have them lie, and I, you know, they didn't lie about that. And I loved kids, so it wasn't a deal. I ended up marrying a guy with 4 kids.
Wow. Well, I married a
woman. But you're missing one. There's one missing on your list.
What is it?
Are they currently dating or engaged to somebody else?
Oh!
Yeah, where is it on that list? Yes!
That happened? Somebody dated you and they were engaged?
But this is before Facebook and this is before, you know, social media. I wasn't going to hire a PI to investigate every single guy I dated. You know, I dated radio guys. I was just glad if they weren't on drugs.
They're the worst. Radio guys, they can't be trusted.
You cannot trust them.
They don't shower. They don't clean up.
Well, they shower.
They don't wash their clothes. They don't do any of that stuff, radio guys.
They come into work, they were high or drunk.
They're the worst. All right, Cindy is here. Cindy is going to give away some more vinyl today in the record, Artist of Record. I can never get that straight. Artist of Record. And here's the deal. If you win today, you'll be in the running for a record player that she's giving away. I know a lot of people say, record player? My great-great-grandfather once mentioned something about that.
Yeah. And now, is it a phonograph?
a Victrola.
What's a needle?
Yeah. All right, Cindy's coming up next. I'm Don Rosen. Have a great, safe weekend, and I'll catch you Monday once again with more local news and timeless hits as we head back to 1965. One of my favorites from the Hollies. It's called
Bus Stop Wednesday. She's there, I say it. Share my umbrella. Bus stop, bus go. She stays, love grows under my umbrella. All that summer we enjoyed it, wind and rain and shine. That umbrella we employed it, by August she was mine. Every morning I
misery.